Friends, we've got another great episode of the podcast for you today. But before we get started with that, I just want to remind you that we've got an opportunity for you for just 20 bucks. What can you do for your leadership for 20 bucks? Well, I suppose you could grab a book on Amazon, but I want to invite you into what I believe is the best kept secret in Christian leadership development right now, and it is the Right Side Up Journal. Now, we are a coaching organization. We've coached leaders for many years at Stayforth. I've coached leaders for over a decade. But what I was seeing is that leaders would head 5 steps ahead during a coaching session, and 2 weeks later would kind of move 2 or 3 steps backwards. They were making progress, but they were losing some traction in the process. So we took about a year and we designed a journal that for 10 minutes a day can help you gain clarity, can help you take next steps. I have it open right in front of me here on my desk. I utilize it every day. And the Right Side Up Journal is built to help you live and lead right side up in an upside down world. Friends, it is hard to stay focused. Overwhelm is, I believe, at an all-time high. Burnout is all too common today. We want you to live and lead right side up, and we have designed the Right Side Up Journal for you. On the left page, you can plan your 3 blocks of the day. You can batch, you can block, you can stay clear. You can know if you succeeded when you head home each day. On the right side of the page, there's spaces to fill in, to doodle, to write quotes, to answer hard questions, to make sure that you don't miss the thoughts that come to you. Friends, this was designed in the trenches for leaders who are in the trenches, and we want to invite you to pick up a Right Side Up Journal today. It's a 3-month journey, and for just 20 bucks, you can get 4 of those for the whole year. You can journal your whole year for 10 minutes a day for just 80 bucks. I don't know where you can go for 80 bucks and get that kind of clarity, those kind of practical next steps. So pick up a copy of the Right Side Up Journal. If you don't like it, email us, let us know, and we'd be glad to give you a refund. That's how much we believe in it. Just 20 bucks. You can help to clarify your next steps and take them. Many teams are going through this together. Leaders from across the country, we send these out every week from probably all 50 states now at this point. We have a few we've sent out internationally as well. The Right Side Up Journal is designed for you. Any leader with any kind of influence who cares to steward it, you are invited to pick up a copy of the Right Side Up Journal. You can head over to rightsideupjournal.com. That's rightsideupjournal.com. You can find it in the show notes. You can also head over to stayforth.com and check out our journal. Friends, your leadership matters too much. The impact of leaders leading poorly and the impact of leaders leading well is significant. The question is, which of those will you be? We want to invite you to live and lead right side up in this upside down world. Now, on to our next episode of the podcast. Hey, friends, welcome back to the podcast. And we can officially say happy Thanksgiving. And we're going to talk a little bit in this episode about Thanksgiving in general, how everybody processes it just a little bit differently. Even why this year is a crucial Thanksgiving, and a couple pieces of advice to you. This is a really short episode. Why? Well, we hope that maybe after you get done with a walk, or maybe as you cook a turkey, as you get everything ready and have your AirPods in, you'll actually take your AirPods out and be really present with your family. And so if you're listening to this after Thanksgiving, we hope it was a great break for you. And so we just kind of wanted to share a couple things on this, coming in with my main man, Jonathan, from across the country, as we regularly do. He edits our podcasts, and anything good that happens on the podcast, I guarantee you he's behind it, behind the scenes. And so we're just going to chat a little bit today about Thanksgiving.
Yes, I know. I have to say, like, you gave, and I don't know if you meant to, but you gave a pretty solid safety warning there. Like, guys, when you're done the podcast here, like, take your AirPods back out. I know I'm going to do the same thing, because I don't want to drop them into mashed potatoes, which I intend to eat a lot of today.
Yes. Real talk here. I'm a little nervous because I've never smoked a turkey before, but as I've worked on my offset smoker game, I think it's about that time, Jonathan. I'm going to attempt smoking a turkey. Plus, it really slows me down. I love being out there for multiple hours next to the fire. It's warm. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's kind of a new risk for me. Cooking something that you and I both enjoy And man, for me, I just love the idea that food is the big thing. Family is the big thing. Slowing down is the big thing over Thanksgiving. And even just kind of a little bit behind the curtains of our family, Thanksgiving was my favorite holiday. I mean, for the longest time. Love Thanksgiving. Love how there's really not too many distractions. I guess you could get too into the food and forget about the people, but really it's food. It's slow down. Love watching the parade that morning, a slow football game once in a while on Thanksgiving, and just being together with family. There's often like just a hodgepodge crew that assembles. That's what's happening today at my house. So it'll just be kind of a random group of folks, as well as some friends of ours who will be with us. But 10 years ago on Thanksgiving Day, my wife lost her mom, and it was sudden. It was a heart attack. It was tragic and traumatic, and really has changed Thanksgiving for us. And so I just want to acknowledge for you guys listening that the holidays are complicated. Sometimes the great slowdown of the holidays, you could say, I want to get back to work, because the family energy, the relational mojo that it takes to kind of get up for the holidays can really be challenging and actually bring back a lot of the things that you're really trying to get away from the rest of the year. And so we just want to acknowledge that and take time for that. And I would just say, emotionally, we need more space than we think on this time. Certainly my wife needs more time every single year than she thinks to be able to grieve the loss of her mom, that she's not still here and that it shouldn't be this way. We'll often take a visit to the gravesite. And so I just wanted to leave space for that. And so that would be my kind of my first thought around Thanksgiving this year. Second thought is we're always more tired than we think. And you are included in that. I'm included in that. I'm looking forward to the great slowdown. We've had an amazing fall here at Stayforth. I mean, amazing fall experiences. Coaching has kicked up. We are about to launch some new things that we can't talk about yet, but we've been dreaming and scheming behind the scenes. And I'm just ready to throw on some sweatpants, to be present with my family, to hang around the house, to not really go anywhere, and just to be fully present. But I also need to sleep in, need to exercise a little bit, get outside. So just want to encourage you guys listening to please slow down. On my to-don't list for this week is answer email. And so from Wednesday on, to just be fully present, away from screens, leaving my laptop here in the office. So that's really the plan for me this year, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I really need this Thanksgiving to just be together with family. So whether you're traveling or not, please, please, please take time to slow down. Jonathan, any thoughts on Thanksgiving or any encouragements for listeners?
I would say it's easy, at least from my past and people that I know, that it's easy to fall into the hustle and bustle of all the things that you have to cram into on that day. Like all of the meals that you have to eat, all of the miles that you have to drive, all of the things that you have to do. And I just want to squash that. Like zoom in, be present where you are. And those are things that you get to do. Like you get to go to multiple places. Like you get to overeat as much as you want. You get to have those moments. So my encouragement to all you guys would be like, embrace the slowdown, even if it looks like running from house to house to house, but just be present where you are. And whatever Thanksgiving looks like you in the context you're in, just be present where you are. And if it's not so great, it's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like it doesn't have to be this polished, shiny, you know, Hallmark movie type day. You know, yeah. Just have the best day that you can wherever you are.
And every family's complicated. And I just think the downside of social media, the upside, man, I love seeing everybody's pictures and families together and all of that. The downside is to think that everybody else's family is like a Hallmark movie and yours isn't. And that's just not true. Every family is dysfunctional. And I mean, maybe your family's incredible, but you can't travel over this holiday, so you're really missing them. So I just think, man, let's do ourselves a favor and let's only glance at social media and just stay away from that. Everything else looks dreamy for that curated one Instagram moment where everything was fine. You don't see everything else behind that. Maybe a bit of a lightning round here, Jonathan. I thought I'd kind of toss you a couple of questions. Favorite food, and then, of course, least favorite Thanksgiving food.
Favorite food is green bean casserole. I love some green bean casserole. And my least favorite food, although I love sweet potatoes, I absolutely hate sweet potatoes with like the marshmallows and all the stuff on top. I cannot stand it.
That's amazing. Man, for me, I'm actually going to give you the same thing. I'm going to say best food is mashed potatoes done well. I mean, unhealthy, thick, creamy. You could turn the spoon upside down and they don't leave the spoon. Worst food is thin mashed potatoes that you can see through. They don't have enough of the good stuff and they're not whipped enough. I mean, it's just like, it can be done so well and it can be done so poorly. And so I tend to take Thanksgiving duty on the whipped unhealthy mashed potatoes whenever I possibly can. What about a thing that you tend to do over Thanksgiving break that you tend to struggle to do in other times?
I'm away from my devices more.
Yep.
Like I try to be more away from my devices, especially in the last year, 2 years. I really try to lean heavy into the out of office response in my email, like really telling people no, that I'm not going to do that. Thanksgiving's also a time to think about yourself. Like, if I want to do this, then I'm going to do that. And so many of us don't do that, you know, the rest of the time of year. So that's mine. What about you?
Yeah. Man, I think like physically resting and being slow. Like, I'm not good at being a couch potato. And that's a time where I'm like, sure, turn on a football game, even if I don't care about the teams playing. Have some hours to just sit there. Obviously, when it's chilly outside, darker outside, it's easier for me to relax. And I think over Christmas, it tends to have the great, you know, speed up that happens in that time. So guys, we are really looking forward to, as I said, 2022. We've got some new things we're going to roll out. We'll start talking about those here in January. But just know this, guys, it's been an incredibly fruitful season. We're watching you guys grow. We hear from you as listeners, coaching clients. We're so proud of you, seeing you go to the next level. We've had as many experiences as we've ever had. And we also hosted the largest experience. We hosted a new marriage experience. And we've been doing actually a lot of planning for next year. And so I just wanted to leave you with one thought. Thanksgiving leaves you with some space. And your mind will start to wander a little bit. Maybe you pick up that book. Like you mentioned, Jonathan, so let's stay out of the have to. And let's think about the get to. The get to. I picked up a book yesterday. It was kind of a cartoony type book, an easy read, really fun, that I've just been wanting to pick up for a while. And it was great to just sit for a couple hours and read this book just because, not because I had to gain something out of it that was going to come here on the podcast or help a coaching client, but just because. So think about Thanksgiving as a get to holiday. But as you start to think about next year, there is a window where you think about planning for the next year. And so maybe it's right after this break, before it hits about December 15th or 20th, and things just kind of go haywire and you get invites to all the family things and travel. Take some time to proactively plan for next year. Wise leaders utilize momentum. Wise leaders also take the downtime to be able to plan the things that are truly important, but not urgent. Planning for next year right now is not urgent. And you have to think about some of those goals, to spend some time praying, to go on some walks and say, how do I want to be different next year? And we talk about who goals and what goals at Stayforth. We talk about the identity underneath the surface or the roots there that will grow into the fruits. And I just had about 4 days to walk through with couples, what are those who goals? And I'm telling you guys, it's powerful to think about who you are before what you do for next year. So take time for the slowdown, enjoy, eat well, rest well, take naps, sleep in, enjoy some of the things that you regularly don't get to, be present with your family, but don't forget to dream, plan, and pray ahead for 2022. Jonathan, signing off, my man. Wish we could be together for a meal, but we'll have to take a rain check.
We will, and I will be praying for you, and so will the listeners, not to Clark Griswold your turkey.
Fair, fair. And if I do, I promise to be honest right here on this podcast, how it actually turned out, not just how it looked on Instagram. Much love, listeners. We've got some good stuff for you in December, including a few best of episodes, which we love. We have a hard time deciding. So if you would think and pray for us as we try to narrow those things down, it is much harder than you might think. We look forward to coming back here in December and launching some new things in 2022. Have a great Thanksgiving break.